goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery firefighter has tested positive for coronavirus. Now 11 other firefighters are self-isolating because they were in close contact with the firefighter who tested positive. Those firefighters have also been tested and their results are pending. We are now approaching 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 138,000 people have been tested for the virus. At least 450 people have died across the state. And Troy police have made an arrest after a 29-year-old woman was found dead in her home Wednesday morning. Police say it appears foul play was involved and they have ordered an autopsy. Police say they were called to the home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue for a welfare check. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details. When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now... here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. Also known as TGIFE, Dan Morris style. It is getting so hot out there, I might be able to get in the swimming pool and watch me turn into a little iceberg out there. Benji will probably jump in there with me. You remember Ambassador Marie Vovanovich, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember her and her testimony?
Meek and mild.
And how hurt she was that the president said that she wasn't very good. Well, oh, by the way, let me tell you, before I get into this, the fact that ABC, NBC, and CBS did not say anything about Flynn, did not say anything about unmasking, nothing, that is amazing to me. And particularly when ABC, after George Stephanopoulos, did what he did with Joe Biden. And they didn't go put a mic in front of Joe Biden's face and say, what do you think? They just let him do a press release on it, which all the papers were in. ABC, NBC, and CBS didn't mention anything. But I digress. Ambassador Marie Vovanovich from Ukraine. New information out about her and about Hunter Biden and Burisma, John Solomon with Laura Ingram.
These are patriots. For people like Marie Yovanovitch.
Here's an honorable, patriotic American.
Yovanovitch, who risked everything, had nothing to gain.
Ambassador Yovanovitch has been a real hero to her colleagues.
Ambassador Yovanovitch, our hero.
New documents suggest, though, that impeachment darling Marie Yovanovitch wasn't completely honest with Congress when it came to Hunter Biden and Burisma. Joining me now with the exclusive details is John Solomon, journalist and Fox News contributor, along with New York Congressman Lee Zeldin. John, while Ambassador Yovanovitch, ambassador to the Ukraine, claimed otherwise, she claimed this, you've uncovered that she knew more about Burisma and Hunter Biden than she let on. Tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of Congressman Zeldin's good question, this is what we know. She testified everything she knew about Burisma and Hunter Biden came from a briefing before she went before the Senate to be confirmed and from press reports. And Congressman Zeldin kept repressing her. You only knew about press reports? She said, yeah, that's all I remember. It turns out she had meetings directly with Burisma representatives. She received letters, detailed letters from Burisma representatives detailing their efforts to get out from under a criminal investigation before Donald Trump became president. She didn't mention any of those. And there's only two good options here. Right. One is she falsely testified knowing that she had these contacts. The second is she didn't review her documents before she testified. And it was a proceeding where we were removing the president of the United States, possibly. Not a good situation for the hero of the hearings.
Uh-huh. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I just wanted to call in and kind of bring up, you know, the three Republicans. We held the seat in Wisconsin. And then we flipped one in California,
right.
And then the state house in Kentucky, we a Republican won it. Do you feel like that this is a sign that the Democrats might see that trouble's coming their way in November?
Well, the way the Democrats are playing it, the Duffy seat was going to be a slam dunk. Is the question, was it going to be less than 10% or more than 10%? It was way more than 10%. I think it was 15 or 16%, so that's a good number. Duffy's old seat is safe as it can be. California 25 is a little bit different story. That was Hill, who had the illicit affair with their female staff member. He won that and won it handily, but they said, well, the turnout was really low. Well, I went back and looked at the 2016 primary election, which this is very similar to the primary election, and They got more votes in a special election for only one office, and that office was the only thing on the ballot. They got more votes then than they did in 2016 primary election, which gets a lot more votes. And so I think that the Democrats are going to be a little surprised. The other thing, and you'll hear Devin Nunes say this, is that the Democrats have been doing what's called ballot harvesting. They mail every single person a ballot in the entire state. And for that congressional district, they mail one for everybody in the congressional district. Well, the Republicans finally got smart and started to do what the Democrats did. They just did it better. And they would call up and say, hey, Joey, have you gotten your ballot yet? And you go, yeah. And say, well, who are you going to vote for? Can I come by and pick it up and we'll get it in the mail for you? Make sure your vote counts. And the Republicans were doing what the Democrats did, but they did it better, much better. And that's why they won. That's why they're going to win in November, too. A good friend of mine tells me.
Just having conversations with friends of mine, I think everybody is about tired of all the news. We just want to vote. We wish it was next month, not next in November. But I think the feeling across the country is people have seen so much, and we know what's going on, but the Democrats are still doing everything they can to stop the truth from being exposed on them.
Let me tell you what, the fact that ABC, NBC, and CBS did not mention the unmasking, didn't mention it, I am so now sick of the media, and the media is garbage to me now. The concept of the Fourth Estate, the context of freedom of the press is out the window because they have made themselves unfree by siding with one group of people in one particular way because philosophically they're aligned with them and they hate conservatives.
Well, we just hope Trump can get reelected, and I think once he knows he's got four more years,
it's going to be Katie by the door. He's going to smack so many people around. It's going to be unbelievable.
Well, Dan, I enjoy listening to your show every day, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, David.
And I love. Well, what's really chilling and really got me worked up, I didn't sleep well last night, is this defense I'm hearing of, well, it's not spying. They unmasked people all the time. And you know me and how I feel about the whole programs in general. That's chilling to me.
Well, and I didn't get a chance to cut the Rand Paul. Rand Paul was, but you have to have a reason for it.
Right.
And if you don't have a reason for it, then your reason becomes political.
And you cannot disseminate that information.
Right. The dissemination of the information is a 10-year prison sentence.
Yeah.
Getting the information for not without purpose, without necessity, there's a penalty within that also. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
You know, your show yesterday, you said you couldn't wait to see the news last night.
Yep.
I watched it. Buddy, they covered the unmasking for about 30 seconds.
They didn't cover it at all. There was not one mention of it.
Oh, and they did it on CBS last night.
I didn't see it on CBS report.
Yeah, CBS 8 in Montgomery.
I'm talking about national.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to get local. So, but they did cover it for about 30 seconds. And that was it, man. Done.
Well, it doesn't matter what WAKA does. It matters what CBS Net does and ABC and NBC.
But they did mention Joe Biden at one time.
Okay.
This is amazing, sir. It's amazing. They don't want Flynn in there. He would turn things upside down.
He would indeed.
And this Judge Sullivan, is that his name, Sullivan?
Emmett Sullivan.
Yeah. He will be overturned, I'm sure. Our president is going to make sure of that. I hope he does. So.
Appreciate the telephone call, Clint.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, Judge Sullivan.
Your hero.
Yes, indeed. So, how long can he drag this out, man?
I'm not sure how long he can drag it out. I think what's going to happen is, I mean, they'll file to a higher court if he drags out too long and say, court, my client needs a remedy here.
Right. Well, from what I had understood, they were already pretty much contemplating that.
Yeah, no, that. Anyway. Yeah, they definitely were. Without a doubt, I'm not sure why nothing happened. I think maybe the Gleason appointment may have changed that.
Well, he had already expressed extreme bias against Flynn pretty much all along.
Well, you just can't come off the street. I mean, think about this. This guy does an article. Sullivan reads it and says, "Oh, I want you to take the adversarial role here." That is crazy.
So what universe is this guy from? When has that ever been done? Is that a precedent? I've never heard.
You're going to hear a whole bunch of people from Justin Napolitano to former U.S. attorneys say it's never been done.
If they would appeal to the district, the D.C. district court. Yeah. Is that how they would go the next step?
No, they would go to the. He's a U.S. federal judge in the District of Columbia. You would have to go to the appeals court above him.
The appeals court above him. Okay. Well, I don't know, man. I just, you know, for as long as this dragged on, it seems to me like they'd have a pretty good shot at just getting his little piney out of there. So,
well, that's one issue with our judicial system is you've got judges that are, you know, they're appointed for life, and there's a lot of "I don't give a damn" type thing about what you think.
Yeah.
We see a little bit of that here in Montgomery, matter of fact.
A little bit. There's one thing that I have learned in my life about the judicial system, and that is it takes a long time and can take longer, you know, than people tend to expect. But I think I couldn't imagine this going on another month or 2 months without something or somebody.
Yeah, I think that if it goes on a month, I think you'll have somebody seeking a remedy.
Right. Okay. Well, sooner or later, I suppose.
Yeah, and the final deal is for Trump to pardon him for future crime, you know, for crimes of the past that he's pleaded guilty but haven't been sentenced to. I think they get sticky though.
It does. And one of the people on Laura Ingraham's show actually came out and said that. That is what Sullivan, he was positing, was hoping that Trump would do. He's trying to force Trump into going ahead and pardoning him. Okay. And that kind of makes sense a little bit. You know,
you don't want a guy who is pardoned to be talking about how bad the FBI was. If the DOJ had dropped the case, he was exonerated and the judge had agreed, then he would be a stellar witness on the in the jury box. The jury would kind of go, three-star general, mistreated. And it would be very believable. Having been three-star general, been mistreated and pardoned is a different story.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that's kind of what I'm saying, is that Sullivan was trying to hypothetically say that Sullivan was trying to make Trump pardon him. So that, you know, that's the reason he's doing this. That's the reason he's extending it. That's the reason he's trying to hold on.
I saw that, he's more damaged goods if he does that. If you don't do that, then you've got a star witness.
Right, I agree with that. Yep, I do.
And particularly, because let me tell you, one of the things they're going to be doing is prosecutory misconduct. And you put Michael Flynn in a grand jury situation, talking about Weissman and all these other people, he is going to rip them up. He is going to destroy them.
Man, I just tell you, I tear up at the concept of seeing.
Yeah, and let me tell you, and who would not show up for a judicial committee hearing to testify about conduct? Weissman.
Well, you talking about Weissman? Oh, yeah, no, he wouldn't.
He would not show up. You're gonna hear. You're gonna hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, let's hope it happens. I'm ready.
Me too.
Lord have mercy, am I ready? All right.
I know, it's like having a baby.
Thank you for taking my call here.
Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Gonna be back right after this. Now, I tell you something, girl.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn mowers. When I ask why CTE and Hustler, you tell me friends recommend both. You like our friendly team of professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of any warranty repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, even the smallest 34-inch homeowner ZTR. You like that Hustler is built in America and has the best warranty in the industry. Now, if you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time. We're offering 0% interest financing for up to 48 months. And get this, when you buy a Hustler Fast Track or X1 model this month, you'll get a Hustler pressure washer or generator for free. That's a $700 value. Now, who else does that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. We got a lot going on. We're opening back up. That's right. Open for business. We'll still be doing carry out and take out and come get it and bring you a blanket and sit down here on the bank or on the river and have you a picnic. We'll fix you up something good to eat. We got good things going on down here. We still got the RV park up and running, so you can get your camper and come down here and spend a weekend or a week or two with us. You can rent a boat. That's right. We still got pontoon boats for rent. That's a good thing. You can get your family out together and go out and enjoy this beautiful Alabama River and some of this pretty weather we're having. And let's see, we're also going to have a little entertainment. That's right. Some entertainment back on Sunday afternoon this week. Sam and the guys are coming out. That's right. Sabatis will be out at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5. We're going to enforce the social distancing rules. We have the tables set up where they're separated, so come on out. If you want to bring your own blanket or own chair, bring that too. See you soon.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Ryan and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Luke Ryan for details. ACbyLuke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Ryan. License number 84417.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, what's the show going to be like tomorrow? Have my drinking shoes on, getting ready after I leave. I'm going to be ready to boogie. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Just kind of head down to Squid Creek Farm Market this weekend. I'm going to be there on Saturday. Hope I'll see you there. Maybe munching on some ribs. Cuban sandwich? Mm. Or go face first into a Boston butt. Benji would probably enjoy the Boston butt.
I think so.
Let's stay with Ambassador Vovanovich here. And now Lee Zeldin's going to weigh in with Laura talking about, she just couldn't remember any of these things. And the amount of emails that she had is unbelievable.
Now, here's what Yovanovitch told Congress about the optics of Hunter Biden's job at Burisma.
Was that ever, a concern, or at least the perception of that concern addressed?
As I said, I arrived in August of 2016, several months before the elections and several months before President Trump took office. And it was not a focus of what I was doing in that six-month period.
Congressman Zeldin, these new documents show that she sent 150 pages worth of emails about Burisma.
She was full of it. And this is a woman who is highly regarded as an intelligent woman. She's Princeton educated. She's someone who I don't believe actually didn't remember. When I was pressing her for additional information beyond the press reports, what else does she know about Burisma and Zolchevsky? And all we could get back is, I don't recall. I just don't buy that. I think what you're essentially seeing is a whitewashing attempt from that moment she arrives in August of 2016 to when Vice President Biden goes to Ukraine in January of 2017. As John Solomon, working with Citizens United, produced all of these different documents between emails, meetings, discussions. There's just no way that she showed up at that impeachment deposition under oath actually not remembering any of this.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's impossible. 150 pages met with Burisma too, because they were worried that Trump was going to get in and what was going to happen. Yeah. Okay, so let me go to a break, come back, we're going to finish this and get into the depth with Trey Gowdy and others right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance. And this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all. And you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call Julianne Hansen Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Testifying for a House committee today, a federal government scientist, Dr. Rick Bright, who says he was demoted after early warnings about the coronavirus outbreak and criticism of the Trump administration response. He says there's still no coordinated plan.
I believe with proper leadership and collaboration across government with the best science leading the way, we can devise a comprehensive strategy. We can devise a plan that includes all of Americans.
President Trump calls Dr. Bright disgruntled. Nearly 3 million more Americans filed first-time unemployment claims.
Claims have been gradually decreasing since the record of 6.8 million in the week ending March 28th. The total number of applications in 2 months tops 36 million.
Fox's Jenny Casola. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr steps down as Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman under investigation for insider stock trading. America's listening to Fox News.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues, and the search for raindrops goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Oh yeah, all right, I am gonna bury my dreams tonight.
Okay, boys and girls. Don't forget, we're doing the drawing tomorrow for this weekly Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies. You put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go back to Marie. Now, John Solomon, did I get out of order then? Yeah, there we go. John Solomon's gonna, this is a new development here on Ron Johnson, is looking into Marie Bovanovich's statements.
John, wasn't this important then that the elites in the media, MSNBC, folks at ABC and CNN, yeah. I mean, they lionized Marie Yovanovitch. I mean, she should have been up on Rushmore they at did. The end of what they were saying. It was like Vindman, yeah. Colonel Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, and Marie Yovanovitch, and all the other cast of characters who were clearly very yeah. displeased with President Trump at the bottom of all this.
Yeah, listen, right now they're building a new mountain. It's called Mount Schiff, and there's going to be people like Christopher Steele and Marie Yovanovitch on the face of that mountain. What we have are a group of witnesses who gave us a false narrative, and it takes months after Adam Schiff presents his evidence for we in the media to get the truth, to dig it out. Everything about the Schiff show is falling apart, whether it's Russia or Ukraine. I expect a lot of big revelations coming up in Ukraine in the next few weeks. Senator Ron Johnson tonight announced he's going to issue a subpoena to the very group that met with Yovanovitch to talk about Burisma in December of 2016. That's a major new development.
Ron Johnson is going to subpoena a group that met with Yovanovitch in December of 2016. With the knowledge of who was going to be the next president of the United States and that Ukraine did not want them to be the next president of the United States. Let's go to the phone and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. One thing that really bothers me, with all these bad characters, the fact that President Trump only got 4% of the vote in the Washington, D.C. area, it's going to be very, very hard to get any kind of convictions. Would Durham and Barr be able to move, get a change of venue for any of these cases coming up?
Durham has offices in Virginia. And I think that's where they're going to do this.
Oh, that'd be great then. Oh, and Joey likes to play a couple of my favorite singers. I always love it when he plays Meatloaf and the one he just played. My mind's bad now. Roy Orbison.
No, Wilbury.
Yeah, I love those. And throw in a little Elvis's Suspicion.
That was Wilbury, wasn't it?
Yeah, Traveling Wilburys with Roy on lead, yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That's an interesting story because, if I remember right, you have George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and...
Bob Dylan,
and then one other.
Jeff Lynne, the mastermind behind ELO.
George Harrison was just kind of kicking around going, wouldn't it be neat to put together a band? And he called all of them, and they said, that's a great idea. And the first time they met, they cut a song, and it was like perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome talent, my friend. Awesome talent.
Yeah, those are legends right there. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think that's just a Roy Orbison song.
No.
Especially written for that group. Okay, final part. Zeldin is going to be talking about the double standards. Can you imagine that?
I mean, it's hard sometimes for regular folks out there, Congressman Zeldin, to keep this Venn diagram of lies, deception, and unfair persecution of people that has taken place over the last really 4 or 5 years. We're now beginning to see it.
Yeah, Americans are seeing the double standard. They know that if Marie Yovanovitch was there to remove President Barack Obama from office, that you would have many of these same mainstream media outlets calling for there to be a perjury investigation into her. Yeah. But instead, they'll fact check all this and claim that nothing that she said was dishonest, protecting Clapper, and we're seeing with Power and
digging.
All these others, and Schiff was mentioned. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
the American public, we'd have journalists, gentlemen, who actually dug, other than John Solomon. And a few others.
And Yovanovitch is in Washington, D.C. She's a professor at Georgetown University, if I remember correctly. Okay, now let's move over to some new area here, and that's Trey Gowdy, unmasking, and we need some reform.
Several officials identified in that document have been evasive in their testimony on the matter. Take a look at this.
Did you answer Senator Wyden's question that there is an investigation underway as to connections between either of the political campaigns and the Russians?
I didn't say one way or another.
You didn't say one way or another whether even there's an investigation underway?
Correct.
Did either of you ever request the unmasking of Mr. Trump, his associates, or any member of Congress?
Yes.
Do you recall any U.S. ambassadors asking that names be unmasked?
I don't know. Maybe it's ringing a vague bell.
Let's bring in former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy. We just saw you there in that line of questioning, Trey, asking what you asked then, hearing the answers that you heard then, and knowing what you know now. What conclusions are you able to draw?
That we need some serious reforms to our surveillance programs. If you can have this number of people
request that an American citizen's name be unmasked. I mean, that's a really big deal. I mean, we have these surveillance programs that allow collection on American citizens. You're supposed to safeguard their identity. But Sandra, it's not just Michael Flynn. There was an unmasking request made the morning of the inauguration.
Really?
The morning of the inauguration. President Trump's family members' names were unmasked. So that
really?
Needs to be reformed. But you also have a really nice witness list to start investigating the leak of classified information. And I'd be curious how many people on this unmasking list have been interviewed by the FBI over the leak.
He said two important things. One, that an unmasking occurred on January the 20th, inaugural day. The other one, important issue, that family members were unmasked. And we suspect that that's Jared Kushner because of his portfolio he had of Israel and Middle East. But why? I mean, what would you, you're out of office. What is the national security interest to find something on January the 20th?
Right.
I think of this next round of files on unmasking, and there are a whole bunch of them. I think we're going to get down to how pervasive this was, how intentional it was. And the question will be, how many people did you ask to be unmasked that were not involved in the Trump campaign? That were not going to be involved in the Trump administration?
And I would add, plenty of conversations you unmasked that had nothing to do with your favorite pet theory of Russia, Russia, Russia. Had to do with all sorts of issues like Israel in the Middle East.
Israel?
Yeah.
And were you doing that, and did you do the three jumps type thing? Did you do the conversation with Netanyahu and then Kushner's conversation with somebody in Washington, D.C.?
Right.
Unbelievable. Okay, so Trey Gowdy, kind of on a roll here. Trey Gowdy adds a new group of people to the unmasking list and other things. Listen to this.
Trey, the American people hear what you are saying today. We had KT McFarland, Flynn's former deputy, on this same time yesterday morning. She made her case as to why she believes she, Michael Flynn, and others were framed. Her big questions are who knew what and when they knew it. If indeed these requests were made for reasons other than national security, what accountability should there be and would there be, Trey?
Well, I think there are three groups that provide accountability. Number one, folks in your line of work. And the D.C. media, not only did they not cover the unmasking story in 2017, they pilloried Devin Nunes, who tried to uncover it. But the voters provide oversight. Sandra, I mean, if this is the country you want to live in, where you can target your political opponents and their family members up to the day they take the oath of office, that's just not the country I want to live in. So, and then there's the law enforcement. I mean, unmasking a name is an abuse of power. Disseminating that name to the Washington Post is a 10-year felony.
Family members up to the day of the exchange of power. What in the world would the national security interests be of that? And I went back and I started trying to fish around to see what articles I could find that got popped up out of there. And there were a whole bunch of little skirmish type argument or articles out there, but it was really centered around Russia and the fact that Trump was not cooperating with the different things that the Obama administration did. They were not keeping those, you know, going type of thing. So that's about it, but I need to go back. I did not look at New York Times, which I think would be equally as bad. So now let's continue on. Trey Gowdy on Biden requesting the unmasking. Listen to this.
Well, there's a lot we know. As John Roberts pointed out there at the White House, there's a lot we don't know at this point. Joe Biden, in that new interview on GMA, he's pushing back on all of it, said he didn't know any of this was going on. Here's Joe Biden.
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Number two, this is all about diversion. This is a game this guy plays all the time. The country is in crisis. We're in an economic crisis, a health crisis. We're in real trouble. He should stop trying to always divert attention from the real concerns of the American people. The American people are worried with good reason.
Did you hear Joe Biden there in that new interview?
I did. That is the longest coherent sentence I've heard him utter. Well, Vice President Biden, how many other unmasking requests did you make? You know, he makes one on January the 12th. If he's that concerned about national security, how many other unmasking requests did you make when you were the Vice President of the United States? Bet it wasn't very many. I mean, Samantha Power did them on a weekly basis. How many did Joe Biden do? I mean, we know he did Michael Flynn a week after the White House meeting. If you're that concerned about Russia and you know, national security, how many other unmasking requests did you make, Vice President Biden?
That is a great question. And why was the January 12th thing said? Somebody, you know, somebody from ABC, NBC, or CBS needs to ask that question. George Stephanopoulos was willing to ask it. But the net media, which is where people get most of their information, they didn't do it at all. So Trey Gowdy on Sullivan, and we will get to the bottom of this, or will we?
Now to the judge on this case, Judge Sullivan, of course, bringing on another judge to argue against the DOJ's call to dismiss the case. The Washington Post op-ed earlier this week on that, the Flynn case isn't over until the judge says it's over. Trey, I want to get your response to this. There has been nothing regular about the department's effort to dismiss the Flynn case. The record reeks of improper political influence. The department now says it cannot prove its case, but Flynn had already admitted his guilt to lying to the FBI, and the court had accepted his plea. So what do you make of this other judge that is taking on this case, who has openly spoken against the Trump administration's handling previously of the Flynn case, Trey?
Sandra, I was in the criminal justice system for about 20 years. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I mean, judges don't prosecute cases. So, you know, this judge may talk about perjury, but he's going to need to resign his job and go back to a United States attorney's office if he wants to prosecute perjury cases. Lots of defendants move to undo their pleas. Lots of defendants move to withdraw their pleas. You don't have a special master appointed to investigate them. Judges do have the power to control their courtroom. There's no question about that. You can't yell, you can't start fights. You do have the power to control your courtroom, but I have never seen anything like what Judge Sullivan is doing. And if you're going to pick someone to look into it, don't pick someone who's already made up his mind that Bill Barr made a mistake. I mean, you talk about bias, you talk about prejudice. The person he's picked has already expressed an opinion on the outcome of this case. Never in 20 years have I seen a judge do something like this.
The American people hear all this. They have so many questions as well. What is the end game here? Do we ultimately get to the bottom of all this?
I hope so. The end game is to have a justice system that that everyone in this country respects and that is worthy of respect. And it's been a miserable 4 years for the FBI in particular, but also the Department of Justice. God bless Bill Barr for trying to correct it despite all the headwinds from the Democrats and the D.C. media. We got to have a better Justice Department.
Amen to that. Let me go to a break. I got them out of sequence here. My bad. And be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome to 922A, that's where we are. Sorry about getting this out of order. Trey Gowdy's going to comment on Sullivan and why he thinks he's doing what he's doing.
I wanted to ask you about Judge Sullivan. What's your response to what he's doing?
I am very concerned about what I see here. This Judge Gleason's being appointed as an amicus for the court.
Case.
They're going to argue, apparently, that when General Flynn pled guilty and changed his plea, they're going to hold him in contempt of court because when he pled guilty, now he's saying he wants to withdraw his plea. He must have lied to the court. Here's the one thing we can never...
I messed up again. How did... Twice?
That was Lindsay.
That was Lindsay for sure.
I didn't recognize that voice anymore.
Let me... Let's do Nancy Cordes on search warrant on Senator Richard Burr.
In Washington, CBS News has confirmed that a federal search warrant was issued to North Carolina Senator Richard Burr. It's part of a probe of financial moves before the coronavirus outbreak sent the markets plunging. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what more do we know?
Well, Anthony, a U.S. official confirms to CBS News that the FBI did seize Senator Burr's cell phone in connection with those stock sales. Now, Burr is the chair of the powerful Senate Intelligence Committee, and back in January, he and other senators began to get regular briefings about the coronavirus crisis that was brewing in China. Then filings in mid-February showed that Burr sold up to roughly $1.7 million in stock. Now, by that time, the public knew about the coronavirus threat. But several days before the sales, Burr had written an op-ed assuring Americans that the U.S. was prepared for a pandemic. Days after his sales, he gave a speech saying that the virus could have major consequences here. Now, there's a law called the Stock Act that prohibits members of Congress from using non-public information they obtain through their official positions for personal benefit. Back in 2012, Burr was one of three senators who voted against it. Now, Burr attended a hearing with the nation's leading health experts earlier this week. You see him there. He has said he relied solely on public news reports when he sold the stocks. According to a spokesperson for Burr, the senator filed a financial disclosure form about the transactions several weeks before the U.S. financial markets showed signs of volatility due to the coronavirus outbreak. He has since asked the Senate Ethics Committee to review his trades, and now it appears that the FBI is reviewing those trades, too. DOJ and the senator's office have declined to comment. We also reached out to Burr's attorney, but have not heard back yet. It is important to note, Tony, that no charges have been filed at this point.
And you heard Jeff Sessions comment about that. That's not going to be good. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all today?
Very good.
Hey, I don't know if y'all got a report on Karl Rove came out with some poll data, not probably 15 minutes ago.
Didn't see it. What did it say?
It was interesting. It was some of the key states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, those kind of states, and it indicated that Trump's up anywhere from 2 to 3 points in most of the swing states. Of course, it's still really early, as we both know.
Who did the poll, and what was the poll made up of?
Carl didn't say that. That was what was interesting. He usually discloses who his poll's from, but he didn't. He also gave another interesting result to that same poll. It said a question was asked, who do you think can best handle the economy? And 54% of the respondents said Trump, and 41% said Biden. So
that's a poll that you see across the board on Trump.
Yeah. What's your opinion about the North Carolina situation? Is that going to hurt Trump in any way? I guess it could if
he gets. You're talking about Burr?
Yeah.
Stepping down. He's only stepping down from his committee chairmanship. He's not stepping down from the Senate.
What does that look like in the? He was supposed to run again in the fall.
No, he was not going to seek re-election.
He was not. Okay.
Right.
I guess he might hang in there then.
Yeah. What happens is when this kind of stuff happens, he's just what he's doing because intel is a very sensitive area. Obviously, what he's doing is he's kind of taking himself out of the center of that and kind of in on the side, so he won't be a distraction or being accused of anything.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, listen, I appreciate it. Would you put me in for Sweet Creek, please?
Give me month and day of birth.
31.
What do you say, Joey?
Right. 3-1 for Frank. All right.
You're in, Frank.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Let's see. We got... Can I fit anything else in here? Oh, rats. I should have done that little short thing. That was fun. That's too long. I don't know. We may be able to fit in NSA director explains unmasking.
It's 2 minutes.
We can't make it? Oh, yeah. We just turned to 58. Okay, so let's see. What are you going to do this weekend?
Probably the usual, just do some yard work, relax, read up.
Yard work for your granddad?
Yeah. I've learned that, especially like weeks like this when the news is so, there's so much. I've learned to really appreciate a basic, simple task, just relax, get it done, maybe listen to a podcast while doing it. I used to hate it as a kid. Now I love, say, cut the lawn, for instance.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is. It's a big change in me.
It really is. Those things, you talk about you become your parents.
Yeah.
And it really is true. Those things that I really didn't like as a kid, that's who I am now. It's just the opposite of that.
Well, I really have become my dad because he wouldn't let us mow his yard. Like, no, that's mine. I'm doing that.
Yeah. I would not. You see my lawn, I had to mow that with a push mower.
That's a lot.
And then when I left for college, I got a riding lawnmower. Damn. Gonna be back. Damn, our show, final hour, right after this.